Father, we come to you this afternoon and we just praise you for all that you've done, God. Lord, that you sent your Son because you loved us and wanted a relationship with us to save us, Father, and to be with us forever. We acknowledge him tonight as King of all things, who is currently reigning, Father, and is coming back again to take us to you. So, God, we thank you tonight and celebrate this miracle of Christmas that is Christ. We pray all of this in the name of Christ. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas. Hey, thank you. Let's try that one more time. Merry Christmas. All right, there we go. All right, I'm Pastor Jared Jenkins. I'm the lead pastor here at Risen Life, and it's so good to see so many of you from our Risen Life family, but also your friends and family. And so you guys are welcome. I'm just so glad that you're here tonight. You know, at some level, I've always liked Christmas Eve the best. Is anybody there with me? It's like everything looks really pretty. We're dressed really nice. In fact, I wore short sleeves today just to protest the weather a bit. I want you to know. But we look nice. And then tomorrow, it just kind of all goes to crazy, right? Like, there's paper everywhere. Everybody's hair's a mess. I'll probably have on my robot pajamas, you know, like, and then there's, like, food all over the place, and it just ends in a big mess. But tonight, it's a great night, right? All the anticipation, all the good things. I love Christmas Eve, and tonight we celebrate that God has given us the good gift of Christ, our salvation as a baby. Now, let me ask you this. What do you do with a new baby? Some of you know, you've had kids, but some of you don't know. What do you do with a new baby? What do you do with Jesus having come to us as a baby? You know, this week I was reflecting back. You know, you do this every Christmas. You kind of look back on the Christmases that have gone by. And I was thinking back to 2010. It was a memorable, or 2011, memorable Christmas for me and Amy because in 2010, we had no children. But in 2011, we had two babies. We had Jeremiah, who was born in October, and then 2 months later, we adopted Bennett, another one of our sons, in December. And you might be going, why did you guys do that? I don't know. That was just part of God's plan for our family. In fact, let me show you a photo here of this Christmas. All right, yeah. Kids, did you know that children come in boxes? In fact, I'd encourage you to go home and ask your parents where babies come from. They'll explain how this happens. You can see Jeremiah there. He's 2 months old, and he's putting on that solid old man baby face. Like, I've always tried to decide, is it Winston Churchill, or is it like Charlie Brown that he is doing there? And Bennett came without his original packaging or manual. And so don't let that little cute little 11-month-old face there fool you. He is like a wild, caffeinated mongoose on the loose. You could not have caught this child to save your life. I don't know how we got him to sit still even for that picture right there. But, right? So what do you do with these new babies? Well, duh, you hold them. Right? We all like to hold babies. They're magnificent. You hold them. You revel in the miracle that they are from God. I remember holding Jeremiah when he was born, holding him, just looking at him, thinking, this is so amazing. Like, look at each one of his little features. They're so cute, marveling. I can't believe God has entrusted to me another human being. What was he thinking? And what are his gifts going to be, right? What is God going to do with this little baby that I'm holding here? Such a cool thing. And Bennett, remember, he is the wild mongoose. So we tried to hold him, but we couldn't quite get a hold of him. So, but you hold babies. You know, on this Christmas Eve, we're going to look at this little story in Luke 2:22-35. It's about the character Simeon. And his experience with baby Jesus. Maybe you haven't heard of Simeon. You might have kind of blown past this story in your reading of the Bible. But he tells us some really cool things about Jesus. In fact, when he sees baby Jesus, the Bible says he scoops him up in his arms. And he marvels at what a miraculous gift this really is. as he speaks blessing to him. It's a special, special moment. I mean, think about this. Simeon holding the king of the universe. He got to bless him there in his eyes for just a moment. In fact, I'll read you verses 2, 22, and 24 in Luke. Here it sets the scene for us. It says this, "And when the time had come for their purification," that is Mary and Joseph, "according to the law of Moses, they brought him, Jesus, up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it's written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." Okay, so you can picture this. This is set about 40 days after Jesus was born, and Joseph, Mary and Joseph, they go up to make a sacrifice. This was part of the ritual process of purification for women after childbirth before God. In fact, the fact that Mary and Joseph are doing this shows us that they are righteous people. They love God. They wanted to do the things that he had set out. They hear God's word. They believe it. They do it. This is why they've gone to the temple. But it also shows us this was a special moment for Jesus because he was the first male child in this family. In fact, in modern thinking, you might think of it this way. It's kind of like a baby dedication that we do before the Lord with a special purpose. Exodus 13:15 tells us that this was meant to picture the redemption of the firstborn male, reminded Israel of how God had saved them out of the Exodus, right? It saved their firstborn children while he took and killed Pharaoh's firstborn children. And it tells us that the firstborn of this family was called holy to the Lord. Good reminder, Jesus is holy. He had not sinned. He was born by the Holy Spirit, holy from birth, and holy because he is God's salvation to us. And you can see the scene here as Mary and Joseph are at the temple, maybe making their sacrifices, participating in this baby dedication. They meet Simeon in the process. Maybe they were, you know, this is a cute old man standing in line as they're going to buy their turtle doves. And they strike up a conversation. What are you here to sacrifice about? Right? What's God done in your life? Oh, we're redeeming our firstborn. Cute baby, by the way. Luke tells us what happened here. Luke 2, 25 and 28 says, "There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit to the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, Simeon took him up in his arms." You can see here, Simeon's a special guy, right? He said he is righteous and devout. He believes God's promises in the Old Testament that God was going to redeem Israel through a special son, and he has a special relationship with God. The Holy Spirit is on him, telling him things. In fact, the Holy Spirit had told Simeon he wouldn't die before he saw God's promised Messiah. That's a pretty cool promise, I think. You can imagine the scene again, bustling temple, maybe met this way, people making their sacrifices for sin, people thanking God for all that he's done. There's smoke on the altar being offered. The priests are consulting different worshipers. The merchants are trying to sell religious wares. And through the crowd, Simeon sees this family and that baby, and the Holy Spirit says, "That's him. Go check him out. That's the one you've been waiting for, Simeon." So he urgently makes his way across the crowd. What do you do with a new baby? You pick him up. You hold him, right? That's what Simeon does. You know, it's kind of funny what people do around babies in public. You ever experienced this? It kind of freaks me out a bit, a little. You know, when my wife was pregnant, it always blew me away how many random people will come up and just, like, start rubbing her belly. Like, wait a second. You can think of, like, the hippie guys and girls out there that just go around rubbing bellies, and you're like, what are you doing? But we get a little weird, hypnotized with the miracle of life, and then the baby's born, and everybody wants to see the baby. Everybody wants to hold the baby. They're in the baby's face the whole time for the first year of life. You know, in fact, I think kids would talk faster if we didn't just make noises at them for like a year, right? My daughter Ruby, my sons were in her face so much that before she could do anything really, she like developed this SWAT to like get them out of her face. But Simeon's prompted here by the Holy Spirit to go pick up this baby Jesus. Holy Spirit says, that's the one. That's him. Go and see. Luke 2:28 says, Simeon took him up in his arms and he blessed God and he said this about the baby. He said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, for glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother, Mary and Joseph, marveled at what was said about him. See, Simeon, by the Holy Spirit, confirms what God is doing in Christ as he speaks blessing over him. Simeon says, God, I know that this baby is your salvation. You've been faithful to show him to me before I passed away. And notice how he said that. He said, Jesus is God's salvation. See, Simeon's revealing to us tonight that God's salvation is a person, and that person is Christ. Think about this. You know, earlier Simeon said Jesus is the Lord's Christ. He's the promised one of the Old Testament, the Messiah, God with us. It's God in human flesh, fully God, fully man, Emmanuel with us. And he's meant to be a light for all people. That means through this person, Jesus, God's salvation is known. Think about this. If salvation is a person, then salvation isn't based on your family heritage or your culture. Salvation doesn't come through your best efforts to reach God. It doesn't come through religious activities. It can't be purchased with any amount of money. Salvation is only a gift of God that comes in a person. And that person is Jesus. And if salvation is a person, then how do we get this gift of salvation God is offering? Then salvation can only be found in a relationship with that person. You know, it's kind of like marriage. Before me and Amy got married, I could have pretended to be married. That'd be kind of weird, right? I could have walked around and said I was married. I could have talked about my wife. But I'm not actually married till I have a relationship with my wife and I have the covenant of marriage that we have made together. And the same is true with us with Jesus. Simeon, as he speaks by the Spirit, models for us what we should do with the baby Jesus this Christmas season. In fact, what he shows us is we should receive God's good gift, just scoop it up in our arms and put faith in him that he is God's salvation to us. I know many of you here tonight don't have a relationship with Christ. Listen, don't just talk about the Christmas story. Don't just do all the things that we always do and miss accepting God's good gift of salvation to you in Christ. Follow Simeon's lead tonight. Jesus is the salvation of God. And put your faith in him. This is what Christmas is all about. Hey, now our story here takes a little weird little turn. Listen to this. Simeon says some strange things here right at the end to Mary and Joseph. Let's look at these last two verses. Verse 34, Simeon blessed them, and then he says to Mary, his mother, you know, you can kind of imagine, grabs her by the sleeve and says, behold, look, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign that will be opposed. And Mary, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. Kind of imagine the scene there. That's a little weird, right? I thought we were having a good time here. Probably went from like, oh, that's a cute old man at church, to what's up with this guy? Right? Like, it's not what I wanted to hear on Christmas Eve. maybe like, let's move along. Thanks, buddy. Kind of scaring mom and baby. But what Simeon says about Jesus by the Holy Spirit is really important here. He says, this baby, Jesus, he's going to grow up and he's going to be a polarizing figure. In fact, he's saying he's going to cause some to stumble and others to rise. He is going to be a sign that will be opposed. Simeon's prophesying about the life and ministry of Jesus, right? And we all know that because we watched the latest season of The Chosen this year. Oh, it's Jesus. Now I get it. Simeon's saying Jesus is going to divide the world into those that follow him and those that don't. And he says Jesus is going to know our thoughts and our intentions and everything we are thinking, that our lives and our hearts will be an open book before him. This means there's no faking or pretending with Jesus. He knows what we believe and what we don't. And so all of us will have to look at him and make a decision. Am I for him or against him? Will I trip and fall over Jesus or will I follow him? Furthermore, Simeon says, because of Jesus, Mary's own soul will be pierced because of him. That's not because he's going to be a bad kid. In fact, we know he's a really great son, right? But it's a prophetic nod to the coming crucifixion of Christ, that after tomorrow begin looking towards the cross, that Jesus was going to grow up and be a man that would die for our sins, yours and mine, because he loves us, and make a way for us to be right with God. Simeon saying, Mary, when you see your son, this baby, when he is crucified, it is going to be anguish in your soul. You can think about John 19:26 when Jesus looks down from the cross to Mary and says, behold your son. I think that's when the sword went right through her heart. And so it's good for us to remember as we celebrate Christ tonight that he is our salvation, that he will one day accomplish this salvation on the cross as he dies for our sin. Ben, you can come back up here. You know, Simeon's prophecy again, it comes down to this question for us as Christmas. Where do we stand with Jesus? Where do you stand with Jesus? Will you oppose him and fall and stumble? Or will you look to him and put your faith in him and rise with him, both now and this life? God transforms our hearts, and then one day he will cause us to rise again with him. Listen, God says if you don't know him, put your faith in him tonight. He'll transform your heart. If you do know him, then rejoice in God's salvation. Let him renew the joy of his salvation in your heart tonight. You know, the Bible says when you give your life to Christ, it's like being born again. You become like a new baby being born. God remakes you from the inside out by the Holy Spirit. And as we celebrate Jesus tonight again, the question remains, what will you do with this baby? God's salvation. Will you scoop him up in your arms as God's good gift to you and put your faith in him? If you do, he'll make you new. What you'll find when you make Christ your Lord, when you scoop him up, actually what happens is God scoops you up and says, this new child is mine. Wait and see what this one's going to grow into. We're going to sing Silent Night here in just a moment. I'd ask for the staff and deacons and any of the elders that are here to come up, and we're going to light some candles. And this is really your time to respond to Jesus. This is what Christmas is all about. God came to us in human form, and he asked you, what are you going to do with him? His offer to you is life, if you'll accept him and believe him, that he is the Christ come to save you. So where do you stand with him? If you don't know him, say, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord tonight. Change my life. Forgive me of my sins, and would you lead me in new life? If you do know him, let's rejoice in God's salvation to us. God, give us the joy of our salvation even tonight. I'm going to light this candle, and it represents Christ having come into the world. Light of the world that comes into our hearts, and then we have a responsibility to take that light to others and share them the good news of the gospel. We're going to sing Silent Night together, and let's celebrate as we light the candles what God has done for us in Christ.
Let's go ahead and stand together. Church.
Tonight that the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart and that you're cherishing God's good gift to us in Christ, that there is a way back to God, that God in Christ will put away all our sins because he loves us and wants to be with us forever. He wants to be in relationship with you. And tonight we celebrate that good gift. So let's scoop up that good gift in our arms, receive it from Christ, experience his love tonight, and let's extend that to each other as we go from this place. You know, You know, I just want to thank those that are a part of our church. It's been a great year together. We on the staff love you tremendously and appreciate your support. And so we just want to say Merry Christmas to you and your family this evening and pray that God's blessing would be on you. I think God has great things for us as a church in this new year. Let's go and celebrate all that God has done together. Go in peace. Amen.